I'm going to come to you from the book of Romans, chapter 10, talking about salvation. It was sort of like a struggle for me to get saved, and back in those days we had what they called a mourning bench, and one of the things I did was went to the mourning bench, but I didn't, you see, I guess one of the things we supposed to have done was to shout or jump up and you know, thank God for getting saved. Well, it just seemed like to me the nights that I was down there, it didn't happen to me. So I was talking to some guys, and the worst thing I could have done was fake it out. But I did jump up. But I knew within myself for many days and months after then that I didn't have nothing. Until I heard Billy Graham one night in my mom and dad's house, I got born again. I heard the word. And that's how I got born again. And I knew from that day forward that I was born again. Paul was one of those who struggled to get the word out that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And he ran through a lot of tough times trying to preach the gospel, minister the gospel, salvation. And Jesus left us with, after his death, burial, and resurrection, we are to witness. We are to witness. We are called ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors. I'm going to read a few verses in the book of Romans, and then we'll go from there. I want you really to, when I said participate, be a participant. Let me ask this question before I read. And don't be ashamed. Don't be. It's not nothing to embarrass you about. It's really to help you. I want to help you tonight. In a simple way. Why? Because it's a responsibility of ours to do what I'm talking about. How many of you have ever led someone to the Lord? How many have not? You have not led someone to the Lord. Tonight could be your night. Tonight could be your night. You could, it's simple, easy. It's not so difficult. Let's read some and we'll get back to that, okay? Brethren, my heart desire, and start with the first verse of the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And you too. Amen? If you wasn't saved. For I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness is to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, speaking in this wise, Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall ascend unto the depth, to the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Ninth verse says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's one of the verses we used in ministering salvation and so on. But with the heart, and also this one, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, I didn't understand that. I really wasn't, I don't recall being told exactly those words in these two verses. But I know I was preached to, and I tried to receive. But until I heard Billy Graham say something like this, then I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed your report? So then, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. You know, it said that if you didn't hear, how can you hear without a preacher? Now that's just not all. The preacher is not the only one that brings the word of salvation. You have been given that authority. You have been given that job or whatever you know, that mission. That's our responsibility as word, as two. You don't have to be under fivefold ministry to minister to others. What God is saying tonight is that we are his feet, arm, leg, mouth. We're everything that he came here for. And it's all about him and not us. We need to be doing, we have an outreach here. We have an outreach ministry. And when it's warmer, I guess we'll do more. But that's what it's all about. I mean, it's just not, we are to get others, to bring others to Christ. We are to bring others into the ministry. We are to bring others into this church. And responsibility, don't let it be of you that you haven't really mentioned to nobody. Don't be afraid of fear. Take the fear out of it and just do. There are people who need saving, and what they need is Christ. I mean, there's so many needs here that people have, but the main thing, the first thing we need is Jesus Christ. And that'll take care of everything else as we grow We hear the word, we believe. Faith coming by hearing. Faith appropriates things for us. It don't just make, you don't make God do things, but it helps you receive the things that God has for you by faith. And we need that. And faith come by hearing the word of God. But what we ought to do is to tell others about Jesus Christ. There's no doubt, and if I don't say anything else tonight, I want you to get that we are to tell others about Jesus Christ. Amen. After his death, burial, and resurrection, that's what we are to do. Yeah. We're speaking for Christ, and we are to do that. So, what I asked earlier, I asked those who have and those who haven't. One of the person I expected to be here tonight is not here, but to sort of help me a little bit, but I'm going to ask for a couple volunteers. But if you're not ashamed or nothing like that, if you want us to help you and to show you and give it a demonstration of somebody getting saved, and it's simple. On your job, you need to not take time out from what you're supposed to be doing and ministering, but you are to be a witness on your job. Wherever you're at, it may be in a grocery store. It might be somewhere out on the street somewhere, or you might be visiting somebody, or you might be in a hospital, and it's sure good if they have received Jesus Christ if they are sick and so forth. But if not, well, what I'm saying is you can minister to them there. It's not difficult, and I know you may not feel that you're strong enough to do it, but you can, because God will give you the words to say and so forth. The main thing is to, our family is to grow. And it begins by us being here on a good word from our pastor, and showing that we are family together. And we are to witness to others that we are in the family of God. Christ in us is the hope of glory. And so we are to be strong enough to lead somebody to the Lord. So what I would like to have is a couple of people. One that wants to know how to lead somebody to the Lord, to come up, and somebody that know, like Brother Tony, I don't know, you know, to come up and just witness to them and just show you how simple it is. I want it to be that you participate, and so we have this demonstration. So if you can, don't be ashamed or nothing like that, and don't be fearful. But one of you that raised your hand, if you come up, we'll help you, just show you how to lead somebody to the Lord. We'll have you help Brother Tony. Amen. See, I like that. You ask for volunteers. But if you'll come up, we'll do a demonstration, and we'll go from there. Miss Celia, you coming? Okay, good. Brother Tony, thank you. Oh, yeah. You got more? I cut it on already.
Okay. Give my two.
Huh? Yeah.
So she wants to know how.
Yeah. So what happened is you're witnessing to her. You're showing her and how it is. Y'all meet in the grocery store somewhere. And she's in the aisle looking for a can of beans.
Amen.
And you come up and it's on your heart to just lead her to the Lord.
Well, how you doing? My name's Tony.
My name's Steve
Bennett. Amen. Good to see you. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
You are a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's okay.
Pretend
you're not.
I'm not.
I forgot about that part.
We rewind it.
Yep, sure.
Hey, my name's Tony. What's your name? Amen. Let me say it this way. Do you know Jesus died for your sin? Have you ever heard about Jesus?
You can say yes.
You can say yes or no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, you've seen him on TV, right? You hear people talk about him in the pulpit and preaching and stuff, you know. Well, there's a place called heaven that's for us. Right? You know, my mom used to talk to me about being a good boy so I could go to heaven, you know. But anyway, and then I had other people tell me I was so mean I was going to go to the other place. Well, you don't want to go there. Well, that's good. There's only one way to get to heaven, and there's only one way to shun what's called hell, and that's accepting Jesus Christ. And I live by the book called the Bible, which is God's Word. And in the Word of God, I found out that God is no longer holding your sin against you. He paid the price through His Son, Jesus Christ. He took care of your sin. He died on the cross for you. And all you have to do is believe that He died for you and believe that He rose from the grave for you. You believe it. Okay. Well, by believing that He died for you and that He rose again for you, you can be saved. Now, I like to pray with people that want to get saved. But you can pray for yourself. But can I pray with you? Let me hold your hand. Father, I lift up my sister to you. Say this with me. God in heaven.
God in heaven.
Thank you that Jesus died for me.
Thank you that Jesus died for me.
I believe He did.
I believe He did.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Wash me of all my sins.
Wash me of all my sins.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you have done that.
That you have done that.
I believe that Jesus has died for my sin.
I believe that Jesus has died for my sin.
And He has took my place.
And He has took my place.
So now I call you my Father.
So now I call you my Father.
And I am your child.
And I am your child.
Amen.
Amen.
Now see, sister, that's how easy it is. He paid the price. You ain't got to start doing and don't. You just start walking with Him.
Yes,
and His presence in your life now will help you walk close to Him and do the things He wants you to do.
Yes,
and I just encourage you, if you get you a Bible, if you don't have a Bible, we'll help you get a Bible and start reading.
Okay,
start in the book of John.
I can't understand all the words.
I know.
I can't read like that.
I understand, but He'll help you understand. You know, I had grandparents that couldn't read in school, but they could read their Bible. Now, that don't even figure, does it? But that's true. So you're saved. So listen, let me warn you this. The devil's going, when you turn around and walk off, the devil's going to say, you didn't get nothing. Don't pay him no attention. Don't pay him no attention because of what God said. If you accept Jesus, you are a new creation in Christ. Old things passed away. All things become new. Another thing too, remember this. All the bad stuff you did before this moment is in what's called the sea of forgetfulness. It's gone. It's forgotten. Amen. Now, last thing, and I'm gonna get to work before my boss gets on me here. I'm supposed to be stalking over here. Listen. find you a church that's teaching the Word of God, and go as much as you can, and find people who love Jesus, and start hanging out with them. Because if you hang out with them mm-hmm. other folks, they'll pull you back to that place you don't need to be going. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, God bless you, sister. Go on. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Did you
want to
lead somebody? Or
now, okay, come on up. Is there anybody else that Brother Tony is well versed? I mean, he ain't no new person. What I'm trying to say is he more expounded in the Word. He may say more than somebody else. I have a business card, actually now just a calling card, and I have a few words on the back of it for somebody, you know, like when I pass out or something, I give somebody a card, and they have a little message. Somebody maybe may not be well-versed as Brother Tony is, but to anybody else, I'll give somebody else a chance to, okay, come on. Okay, Sister Diane.
Amen.
It's still on. It's on, I think.
Can she lead two people to the Lord?
Yes, she can lead two people to the Lord. Okay. Now, even though you know you've been in the Word, don't act like you know it all.
I don't mean like.
Okay.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hey, how
are you?
You're supposed to stop me. I'm going
to
walk back.
Oh, I'm supposed to stop you? Young lady.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I see how you're strutting good, going
ma'am.
On. How
you
are you?
I don't play games.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
If you died right now, do you know where you would go?
I'm ready to die, but anyway, go ahead.
No. Do you know where you would go? Do you know?
I don't know. Do you know?
I know.
Okay, great.
And I would like for you to know.
Well, thank you. Catch me tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Oh, no. Don't you go anywhere. Stay right there. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing,
Miss? My name is Mildred.
How you doing, Miss Mildred?
Well, I've been noticing. I've been seeing you, and you've been smiling. And I would like to ask you the same question.
Oh. Yes,
if
ma'am.
You died today, do you know where you would go?
I feel like I might go to heaven, but I'm not sure.
You need to know for sure. I would like to leave both of you to the Lord, if you don't mind.
I got something to do. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Get serious.
Oh, bless your heart.
Do it take long?
No, it don't take long.
Okay, let's do it.
There's a scripture that tells us that we all have once sinned and fall short of the grace of God. There's also another scripture in Romans 10:9-10 said if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we could be saved.
Okay.
But we have to do it with our mouth.
My mother talks about that saved stuff, but go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, well, I'm going to lead you to the Lord, if you don't mind.
Okay. Amen.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm up there. Yes. I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm pretty enough, but I'm ready.
You'll leave me speechless. But anyway, I'd like you to repeat after me, if you don't mind.
Yes,
we pray. May I pray with both of you?
I'm ready.
Say, Father God.
Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
I believe.
That you sent your son Jesus
to die on the cross for me. I confess with my mouth. And I believe in my heart. That God raised Jesus from the dead. Forgive me for my sins.
Cleanse me.
Accept me.
Into your kingdom.
I believe
with my heart
that I am saved
by the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ladies, I would like both of you. Do you have a Bible?
I do.
Okay. Well, I would like for you to start reading in the Gospels.
Yes,
okay. Start reading the Word of God.
Well, you know, it's on my living room table open.
That's not going to do you any good.
Okay.
You have to read it.
Okay.
All right.
I am saved. Okay.
All right. Do you believe that?
I believe it, honey. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Do you believe
ma'am.
That you're saved?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord.
My name is written in the book.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Pretty and all, but thank you, ma'am. Now, you have a good day.
Thank you. That child leave me speechless.
That is so true. You're gonna meet different people, different attitudes, different moves, and the same way it is with the Christians. You may have some that can expound more than others, and you can do less. But the main thing is to get them to receive, to hear that Jesus died for them, rose again, and he forgave them for their sins. And so that's the main thing that you get across to them. Don't, those of you who have never led them, anyone to Christ, just remember what was just said before you and take some of that. The main thing is go to Romans 10, 9 and 10 and get that in your heart, first of all, to know how to talk to somebody. And you can just talk to somebody just like you normally do. I mean, there's nothing, you don't have to be a preacher or nothing. You have been given that responsibility. That's a mission of ours, responsibility of ours to do. And don't be ashamed to do it. And it's actually a must. And God requires of us to do that, to be an ambassador of his. And all we got to do is to accept it and to believe it, to believe that word. And people will get saved and come into the kingdom of God. Amen. And you have brought somebody out from going to hell to going to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Tony and Sister Rayleigh, we thank both of you for your participation. And amen. And that was, well said, and it was just a little difference, but the point was the same. Amen?
Amen.
To those of you who are live streaming, we'd like to thank you for your participation, for hearing this message, and we thank you. And we want to recognize that if any of you have not been saved and want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'd like to lead you through this prayer. And you can choose him right where you are. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the best decision that you can make in your life. So God's word promised that this is, as we shall confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, shall believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Romans 10, 13. So by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is to simply believe and to receive. So pray out loud. Just pray where you're at, loud or however you want to do it or can. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead by faith in your word. I receive salvation now. And I thank you for saving me. The very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit. And now that you're born again, there's a brand new you. In Jesus' name. And if you're sick We'd like to pray for you too, that you will receive Jesus' healing. According to his word himself, Jesus took our infirmities, bore our sickness. By his stripes we were healed. And we call your body healed and well now in Jesus' name. So receive it. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We will now turn over to Pastor. Yeah.